can make my life worthwhile. I can make you start to smile. When it's through, it's through. Fate will twist.
The Morning Show with Greg Gunderson.
The strawberries taste like strawberries. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Snozzberries? Who ever heard of a snozzberry?
Trail Mix 103.1.
tonight.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Okay, there we go. Okay, yep, whoops. That song ended faster than I thought it was going to. Good morning, good morning, good morning, WPFP. Trail Mix 103.1. I was just a little bit outside my office. I've got my tea sorted. It's a slow start day. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be an incredibly beautiful day, but I woke up tired today. I don't know why. I hope you woke up with more energy. Hey, heads up, if I warn you about one hazard on the way to work today, it's deer. That we had a warm evening last night. At about 8 o'clock, it was still 50 degrees, and we were driving back from Eau Claire at about that time last night, and it was deer everywhere. I saw one on the way to work this morning in 20-mile stretch, so it certainly wasn't quite as frequent, but I always feel obligated to, like, if I spot one hazard, I'm gonna make a really good grumpy old radio man one day, I think. Just watch out for that stick on the highway at the intersection. I very grumbly, but still, you know, affectionate, cautious, like your ornery, not your ornery father. That's a grumpy dude, but like the ornery grandfather, you can hear that he cares. I need more caffeine. 58 looks like the high today and looking beautiful throughout the week, but a lot of rain. I see showers likely at 3 or 4 different points in the week. So good. Excellent. Let's get a lot of rainfall. I want the entire spring and early summer to be like last year's spring was briefly. It felt like we were getting rain every day. I think we were getting 2 or 3 rain showers a week that were good daily soakers. And it felt like a lot because we haven't been used to that for a long time. That's not good. We need to get used to it again. We need to get used to rain every week. The sun is nice, but those water levels have been down, and that cannot last forever. Well, I mean, it can, but we really don't want it to. So more rain, please. I hope it keeps up. Luckily, those temps, we're looking at almost 70 degrees and a lot of rain later, early next week. That's, what day is that? Monday that I'm looking at. I use the National Weather Service. Take a peek there simply because, well, the Civic Media weather team is absolutely excellent. Quite top-notch, I must say. National Weather Service is more willing to guess about further into the future, so I let them speculate a little bit. They do decently, but they are, they're part of NOAA, so they just lost a whole bunch of funding. We'll see how long the National Weather Service is reliable. At that point, I don't know, maybe the Weather Channel? They make a lot of money. It's profit-driven, so at that point, whoever makes the most money is at least able to be accurate, whether they actually are. We shall see. We need good National Weather Service, though. I think we've benefited a lot from that, and it's going to be a we don't know what we got till it's gone kind of scenario. But hey, that's part of lessons. I personally have found that I never learn something so well as when I screw up. Seriously, like credit to my dad for warning me about just about everything he can see coming, and it's most things that I've had to deal with. Yet at the same time, even if he perfectly prepares me, if I feel like we've had a good conversation, I've asked questions about the obstacle he's telling me to watch out for, I still don't truly get it, and I never truly get it until I'm climbing over it myself. It's weird. I'm not alone in that, I'm sure. I think a lot of us can probably relate to that, but oh man, I wish we could really learn the easy way. Are people truly capable of learning the easy way? If you are, let me know. I mean, yeah, I can learn a fact from a book, but I don't understand things until they smack me in the forehead. Speaking of smacks to the forehead, we better get the show started. The only way that it actually can start, that's with a sledgehammer to the noggin. Little bit of Peter Gabriel and a quick word from sponsors. We're picking up a little bit of steam here on the Trail Mix Morning Show. If you're interested in sponsoring the show, give a call during office hours, 762-3221. We'd be happy to help you help us. Word from sponsors, look at that weather as promised. Then some general public, Eddie Grant, Cher, ZZ Top. I'll check back in with you. Like every day, we've got to take a look back at this day in history, but not before 5 or 6 more in a row on Trail Mix. Here's Mr. Peter himself. Let's just bask in this for a second. Oh, yeah. All right. Peter Gabriel, Sledgehammer, Good Morning, Trail Mix, Park Falls area.
Annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a crew tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WISCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WISCaregiver.com.
All eyes are on Wisconsin as the NFL's 2025 Player Selection Draft is finally here. 250,000 people are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. $20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think $96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
It's the second time Wisconsin is hosting the draft, the first in 1939. But do you know where? Was it Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer's coming up.
The smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart.
And with the main campus all around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the very next day. By the way, the Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with some showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high right around 60 with a northeast wind at 5 to 10. Rain tonight, quarter to a half inch possible by the time it winds down tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high of 54. We're back to the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Next night you'll know. It always leaves me searching for a little tenderness. Patrick Avenue, and then they'll take it higher. Working so hard like a soldier, can't afford a thing on TV. Deep in my heart I abhor ya, can't get food for the kid. Good God, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
Music, news, and information, it's Trail Mix 103.1.
No matter how You can listen to Trail Mix 103.1 on your phone. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone today.
I listen to it on the app.
Pop in your earbuds and start listening today on the Civic Media app.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. 'Cause cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know. She's starving, you know, cover girls eat nothing. She says, beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away, she don't see her perfect. She don't understand, she's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh, so to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer the light that shines within.
There's a hope that's waiting for you.
Bigfoot listening on his blur tooth hair pods. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Started.
REO Speedwagon can't fight this feeling anymore. The feeling I can't fight off right now is the urge to look back at this day in history. Good morning, good morning. It is a beautiful, beautiful morning. Rumors of rain later in the day, but looking out now over a mostly bluebird sky, I do look west, so I tend to think maybe if I looked left and kind of craned my neck south a little bit more, I could get a better view of what's coming. I'll warn you later if I see something uglier than this gorgeous, gorgeous morning in the Northwoods. A little cool, a little brisk morning, especially after that cool evening, or that warm evening, I should say, that had all the deer alongside the highway. Keep an eye out if you're on your way to work right now. And indeed, if you are, thank you so much for carrying Trail Mix on your journey. We're the perfect companion for the road or trail. I mean, we're Trail Mix, right? Now let's actually live up to that. I think we need some more of those candy-coated chocolates. That'll be some proper Trail Mix for you. Looking back at today's date in history, starting off in 1800 when President John Adams signed off on $5,000. Pocket change by today's standards, but pretty hefty sum back then. To start what would become one of the largest hubs of knowledge on the planet, the Library of Congress. Back then, a modest collection meant to help lawmakers do homework. What an idea. Now, home to over 170 million items, books, maps, recordings, even things like baseball cards. Basically, if it's been written, printed, or recorded in any volume in the U.S., it's probably in there. 85 years later to 1885, the Wild West got a little wilder. Sharpshooter Annie Oakley officially joined Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. She was 5 feet tall, but a presence that could fill the prairie, and she could hit a dime tossed in the air from horseback. Seriously, I mean, repeatedly. She became a headliner in one of those most iconic spectacles of the 19th century. They toured the U.S. and Europe, and even dazzled the Royals with trick shots and incredible, incredible human ability. Fast forward to 1990, where finally we're trading rifles for rockets. The Space Shuttle Discovery launched with the Hubble Space Telescope aboard. It was a bit of a bumpy start thanks to a famous mirror with a flaw or two, but after a few fixes, Hubble gives us front row seats to the universe. Nebulae to distant galaxies, voids, and lights that fill them. It revolutionized our understanding of space. Hubble launched on Space Shuttle Discovery today's date in 1990. That's a look back at today's date in history. We take one every day. Join us tomorrow. Who knows what we'll find. Check the weather up next on Trail Mix. Good morning.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Have you found that your house heats best with a specific species of wood? Do you have a small, high-efficiency wood stove? No problem. Freeze Firewood has all their firewood sorted by wood species and can custom process any length and split sizes to make your firewood order one of a kind. They even screen their firewood to ensure that it's mess-free upon delivery. Call Freeze Firewood today to place your order. Freeze Firewood, your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Check them out on Facebook.
Mostly cloudy today with some showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high right around 60 with a northeast wind at 5 to 10. Rain tonight, quarter to a half inch possible by the time it winds down tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high of 54. We're back to the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 29.